Noon for Alyssa, and good fortune would have it, man, that I have an opportunity to sit in here in the studio with Jess Weimer, and she's going to be performing live for us. We're going to have a little conversation. The new song is called Glass Tower. We're going to hear that in just a few minutes. This song is called Won't Follow You Down. Laguna Beach from our Pearl Street studios, please welcome Jess Weimer.
I'm finally free. I told you before you needed me more. I said you should stay. You didn't see it that way. You looked in my eyes and you fed me your lies. But I get to be the one who leaves you now. I now said I heard me right. I won't bow you down. I'm not going to. When the joke's on you, you couldn't see me for who I could be. So stuck in the past that your present won't last. I learned how to fly instead of just sitting by. Never gonna be the girl you thought you knew. Be careful what you wish for, 'cause when it comes around, you'll be the only one who's going down. Time and time again, you want more, and you run it into the ground. For you this time, I'm nowhere to be found. I won't fall.
That absolutely smokes, man. Jess, that was outstanding. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here today.
Oh,
let me give you the right mic here.
Absolutely. Let me switch roo here. Okay, cool.
So this is Jess Weimer in studio. If you're just joining us, man, great first song out of the gate.
Thank you, Ed.
We already fell in love with you. Laguna Beach loves you.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
I should add really fast, and we're not going to spend too much time on him, but Beto Vargas is here as well.
He's amazing.
Playing that killer guitar, man.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. Tell me about that song. Tell me about the genesis of the writing of that song.
So Won't Follow You Down was kind of written during a time when I was in an evolutionary state where I was going from realizing that I have my own voice and my own power and kind of conveying that into a song where it's like you've experienced people or situations that maybe bring out the worst in you, or right. you allow to bring out the worst in you, I'll say, because they don't have the power of you.
There you
but,
go.
But realizing I, like the lyric is, I learned how to fly instead of just getting by. It's like, okay, I'm claiming my own power now.
Right.
I'm not putting it on someone
What
else.
I got from that was there was darkness, but you turned some darkness into some light writing, man. It's a positive.
That's a great way to put it. Thank you. I like that. I'll have to use that.
I'll pat myself.
Yeah, please do.
So the new single is called Glass Tower. Mm-hmm. We're going to be hearing that in a few minutes. You have a ton of music in your library, though. Apparently, you've been writing for quite some time.
Yeah, I have been. Actually, I started putting out music back in 2015 when I met Beto and his partner, Matt, at the Record House. And that's when I realized I wanted to pursue being an artist and songwriting more seriously.
Right.
Now, and I've been writing for years.
Now, Beto, when you first heard this voice, you thought, well, yeah, I can put some music down and we can do something together. Is that what happened?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the first time we met, we connected right away. She played me a few of her songs. Immediately I said, oh my God, his voice, like there's something we can do with this. She's incredible. And it's really amazing for me to see her, like the artist she's become throughout the years, where the first song we produced together, and you know, she was just off the boat from Kansas.
Not a lot of boats from Kansas.
Not a lot of boats. I'm originally from Colombia, so he was like, okay, what is going to happen here? It's going to be incredible. But it's just amazing to be a part of her journey and see her grow so much. And I'm just happy to be here.
Wow, well, thank you. I'm going to have to listen to this on repeat in the morning so I can get pumped up for the day. You guys are making me feel so good about myself. Thank you.
Well, you make it easy.
We'll just have it on an endless loop here. The podcast will be an endless loop going into your ear.
Exactly.
So you're a Panther.
Yes.
Okay, I just found this out that the Chapman University people are calling themselves Panthers.
We are Panthers. Yes. 2014.
All right, well, congratulations. Yeah, I saw some high fives earlier in the lobby. Apparently, we are Panther thick here at the radio station.
Apparently, which is amazing. Love it. Love Chapman University.
So any gigs coming up that we need to know about?
I am going to be booking some more gigs. I don't have one planned currently. However, I have been behind the scenes writing a lot more music, speaking of writing. So I actually am going to have some awesome release shows and releasing new music soon. So
beautiful, beautiful. Make sure you bring them by here first.
Ooh,
please.
I'd love
please,
to.
Please, please.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, is there a favorite place to write music? Do you like is there a certain chair at home, or do you like sitting at the beach? Is there a spot where you feel you're writing best? Oh.
Well, that's actually very interesting. I have ideas coming to me so frequently that I kind of just pull out my phone and do a little voice memo the second it comes to me. So maybe in my car or at home. To answer your question, though, anywhere the inspiration strikes is a great place.
Very good. And that's the perfect answer right there.
Thank you.
Beto, how long have you been playing?
I grabbed the guitar when I was around, I don't know, probably around 20 years ago or so, but I didn't really get serious until...
So you were about 3 months old.
Yeah, exactly.
He wishes.
Yeah, right?
No.
No, I love that. I've always been a guitar player, and then I started doing my own music as well, and I got the opportunity to go and study at Berkeley and do some, learn some guitar there, so just been doing it ever since.
Okay, and your free time, do you find yourself just constantly plucking and looking for...
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Whether it's, I am also a songwriter, so I do a lot of that as well.
Right.
That's great
but
music.
Every chance I get to grab a guitar, it's definitely what I love to do.
Right. And Jess, you guys collaborate on a lot of the writing?
We do, yeah. Everything that I have on Spotify right now, we worked on together. So I wrote the song and then I came in and worked at the Record House for production. So. Right. Yeah, we worked on everything.
Now, when you have an idea and you're thinking, okay, well, come here, help me write this idea that I have. Mm-hmm. Is that a difficult thing to translate to someone else?
So that's actually, that's been a process because how I write is I write a full song, lyrics, melodies, And then maybe I have an idea or a vision, but as we've been working together, I've really grown in that way where I'm like, okay, I'll have a rough demo for you with the BPM and the chords. I have the key and I have reference tracks. So that helps.
It's incredible to see that growth, because when she first came to the studio, it was like, oh, this is me and a guitar. And what do we do now? And you know, and then now she'll come with the studio with like, you know, her Pro Tools rig and like, you know, a session set up. Oh, this is like how I want the drums. This is how I want this. And I sometimes I think, what do you need me for now?
No, but definitely she has still needs
incredible ideas. And then we just kind of play around that. We grab that inspiration and that direction. And then I just kind of geek out and go crazy right. with.
So she's like the flower, and you're the water that keeps the flower growing. Is that what?
Sure, we'll take it.
Yeah, all right. Give me another.
Put it
yeah,
more, we'll take it. Put it more rock and roll.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed the sound is. I came
flowers
in,
and
I,
water.
Well, I noticed the sound has a great edge. It just you carry the edge that we're looking for. You really do, and awesome. You. Not only do you wear it, I think it's inside. That's cool.
Thank you so much.
I also got to say, I love the Guns N' Roses
shirt.
Oh,
thank you. Ah, I appreciate that.
My favorite tour.
It was between this one and the AC/DC t-shirt.
You know, either is a fine choice.
Good.
We got another song coming up, Glass Tower. What can you tell me about Glass Tower?
So Glass Tower developed after I've been living in L.A. for a few years. Just noticing like the kind of the overvaluing of material things and superficiality, and just seeing this interesting superiority complex.
Right.
And so I wrote a song, and it's basically saying like nobody's above anyone else. Right. Nobody deserves to have anybody else's power. And so that was
what a great thought.
Well,
can we hear it?
Absolutely, would all love right. to play it for you.
If you're just joining us, I got you covered. If you're just joining us, we are in studio with Jess Weimer, and Jess Weimer brought along Beto Vargas, and Beto Vargas is on guitar, and that's the last we're going to hear from you, buddy. Okay, no, I swear, we're going to talk about you some more too.
Keep talking about it.
Laguna Beach, welcome our Pearl Street Studios, a live performance. This is Jess Weimer. If you fall tell me how much I love that.
Oh.
I want you to right now look me in the face and tell me this guy did not love that song, man.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Ed.
Outstanding. Outstanding. It rocked, number one. You explained it to me beforehand, so I was knowing what to listen for. And it just was beautiful writing, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Beautifully
that.
Written song. Thank Thoughtfully you so much. Written song.
You know, that's the beauty of receiving the inspiration is it's like, well, you got to do something with this.
Right. Now, are you politically inclined at all? Is there any politics to your writing ever? Do you think about stuff that's happening today?
Do I think about it? Yes. Do I include it in my writing? No. Because... Okay. My underlying message is love. Like, even, you know, these songs are like hard hitting, but it's like they have the common theme of take something and make it better or have a good message, have a positive message. It's all about love. Right. And I want to make music that's digestible to everyone. And so that message can be received by as many as possible.
Right.
Therefore, I don't get too into politics, but right. I do have a opinion.
I'm sure. And though it doesn't come out necessarily one side or the other in your writing, it sounds like you at least know what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. And as far as being positive, the songs I've heard so far, it's like a door opening and there's the light, man. Oh, it's very cool.
Thank you so much. That is so kind of you.
Don't let it get around.
You're ruining your harsh reputation.
Exactly. You're going to ruin me here. Now, musical parents. Were your parents musically gifted as well?
So actually, yes. My mom gave me my first guitar. It was her Yamaha, but she didn't really play it so much. However, my dad... actually is back home in the Midwest going to play and sing tonight at his own gig. Jeff Weimer. Yeah, and Patricia is my mom and Jeff is my dad. And
shout out to Jeff.
Yeah. Good luck at your performance tonight, Dad.
What city is the performance in?
He's actually in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, even though I'm from Kansas.
Okay. We got listeners in Iowa.
Oh, well, hello,
I'm not
everybody.
Kidding, man. We get calls from Iowa. I'm not even kidding. We get calls from Iowa.
If you're in Iowa, go see my dad perform at Ramsey's tonight.
Right on. Right on. And do you still have that first guitar that your mom gave you?
I sure do, yeah. My office. Yeah, my home office.
Oh, very cool. And Beto...
Yeah,
guitar only, or did you learn other instruments as well?
And I mean, I play some, like I play piano, I play some bass, but definitely guitar has always been my main instrument and my go-to.
It's easier to carry a guitar through the airport than a piano.
Absolutely, absolutely,
for sure.
Now, who are your influences musically? Who were you listening to in the backseat of the car?
So funny. I actually was just talking about this, but Donna Missel, she is not very well known. I mean, she is very well known, but she's a lesser known artist that deserves so much attention. She's amazing.
Yes.
Also, Bishop Briggs, L. King, Alice Merton, Kay Flay. And to take it back a ways, I was really a huge Etta James fan, which is why I kind of love incorporating some soulful vocals because... Right. And Janis Joplin, of course.
I honestly believe, and I'm not blowing smoke in your face, I think the soulfulness... is just there,
wow.
Man. It just comes out. It really does.
Thank you
so rock
much.
And there's edge, but there's soul there too.
Oh,
and I can totally see the Etta James influence.
Oh, thank you. That really means a lot to me. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Beto, your influences?
Oof. I mean, it ranges a lot. I'm originally from Colombia, so I have a lot of Colombian roots and stuff, but I grew up listening to rock and roll, and my dad listened to Beatles, and Clapton was the reason I grabbed the guitar in the first place.
There you go.
So definitely an old school lover.
Right. Now, my whole family is Argentine. Tell me that you're into soccer like my whole family is. Right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're Colombian, you've got to be.
You have to be. You can't start school unless you actually have a soccer degree.
Pretty much.
Exactly.
It's
so true.
That's funny.
So in the coming years, where do you see yourself in the coming couple of years? What's on the horizon?
Yes, that's a great question. I do foresee a mini tour of California coming up, starting to kind of branch out a little bit. Also, I know I have my community here in Orange County that I can come and kind of mingle with a little bit, but also releasing new music. So I would say a tour and an album are in the near future.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And producing music, like for instance, producing a song. Mm-hmm. For those of us that don't know what goes into that, mm-hmm. once you've started writing the song and you've got it, you're finished writing the lyrics, and how long to produce that song? What's the time that it takes?
Well, there's a little back and forth also depending on if you have some notes or some feedback, which is very natural and normal and a part of the process. But I mean, depending on how, I mean, we've cranked out a song in like a couple of weeks before.
Or? Yeah, it kind of depends sometimes on the complexity of the song or like how many live elements you want to involve in it.
Right.
You know, again, like you said, you know, once you write the song, it's then you have the lyrics, you have the melody, and you have, you know, some sort of a chord progression going. And after that, you have to think about, you know, do you want drums? Do you want bass? Do you want synths? Do you want horns? Do you want this? Right. So kind of depending on that, it can be a matter of sometimes we do a track in 2 days. Sometimes you do a track in a month. So it kind of depends on that. But mostly, I think our stuff, a couple of weeks. And, you know, and then there's a process of mixing and revisions and stuff like that.
Mm. Right.
But
And do you handle the mixing?
I do. Okay. I do, yeah. The record house, either me or my partner, Mert, he's a great mixer, mixing engineer.
They're both.
And we kind of work them together, and then Jess obviously has her input, and we come in and we listen, we critical listen, we do some changes until, you know, there's a saying that say the mix is never done. the song is never ready.
That's why it's called a mix down.
Yeah, exactly, mix down.
So eventually you just have to say, okay, you know what, it's good enough.
When you're passing each other, when you're passing each other notes, when you're doing notes on music, and if there's, let's say he gives you some notes that you really, you know what, I really like my way better. Is that a comfortable conversation?
Yeah, it is. I mean, and we've worked together so frequently that at this point it's just like there are no kid gloves. We're just like, hey, maybe try this, and then I'm like, hey, maybe not. And he's like, okay, and then we kind of have our own like little dialogue, and it feels very natural.
Yeah, professional honesty breeds success.
Absolutely,
it really does, man.
Yeah,
so you guys are.
You can't be too precious with anything. Really, I've learned.
And you gotta let the song tell you what it needs. Also,
absolutely.
You know, it's sometimes there is definitely some dark moments that there's, I don't know, you get stuck.
Right.
But it's about, you know, putting the heads together and thinking what's the best thing for the song and for the vision that Jess has. You know, at the end of the day, Jess lives and breathes this music in her head, in her mind. She goes to bed, she has breakfast with this music.
Right.
So she really knows what her vision is. And our job, or my job, is to just interpret what that is and try to bring it to life. Mm. You know, so...
Well,
I think we've done a good job so far.
That was well put.
Yeah.
That was actually pretty well put.
Applause.
Take some money out of petty cash, please.
I have my moments.
Oh my
gosh. So, Jess, when you start touring, when you start setting up these California shows, are you going to wear yourself out and do one right after the other, or you? Because a lot of times you get aggressive at first and you try and do, well, let's do five shows in 5 days.
Right.
Are you going to, are you seeing yourself spacing it out a little more?
I see myself spacing it out slightly. I'm very much so into self-care and self-preservation and realizing like, you know, you have to take care of yourself. Also, sometimes that comes down to boundaries. You have to set boundaries for yourself professionally and interpersonally. So I think I'll maybe put a little buffer in there somewhere.
Maybe five shows in 8 days.
There we go. That sounds about right.
Yeah, I think so. You're going to play a song for us called Solid Ground.
Yes.
What's Solid Ground about?
Solid Ground is about kind of the inner conflict of, you know, I want to figure it out, but I don't have it figured out, but it's all right. And it's almost like a conversation with yourself saying like, you still haven't found your footing, your solid ground, but that's all right. Like, you've lost, you found, you've let yourself down, but you keep getting up.
Right.
So it's like conflict, however, keep moving forward, it'll work out.
There's so much light in your music. Oh, there's so much light, man.
That is what I aim for. You know? It's definitely challenging sometimes to find the light, but I think that's always at the basis of what I do.
So. Right on. All right. For those of you just joining us, we're live in our Pearl Street studios with Jess Weimer. We got Beto Vargas as well. Mm-hmm. The latest single is Glass Tower, but you're going to be hearing Solid Ground right now. So once again, Laguna Beach, please welcome Jess Weimer.
I found I've let myself down, but I keep getting up. I've tried so hard and I've come so far, but I still don't know the way. You think you can save me, but you don't know me, baby, because you have tried to pin me down this whole time, but you that's all right. You don't know me, darling, but I come tomorrow morning. You'll understand who I really am, and we'll see if you stay. We'll see if you stay. Sometimes I fall at the end of it all. At least I know how to live. You still want me around. You think you can save me, but you don't know me, baby. 'Cause you have tried to pin me down this whole time, but you never found your solid ground. Well, that's alright, that's alright.
You know, when you go 3 for 3 for in baseball, that's pretty good, man.
Oh,
same thing here in studio. Another great song and delivered beautifully.
Thank you so much.
And yeah, let's talk about all that soul in that voice.
I appreciate it.
So if when you go home today, what's on your stereo? What are we hearing at your house?
I do listen to a lot of classics like Etta James, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday. I also like the modern, like I mentioned, Bishop Briggs, Donna Missel, Alice Merton, Sia.
There's so much soul in who you're listening to, and so they should be listening to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Who's still left? Yeah.
They're still listening.
Exactly. I'd channel.
There you go. You channel it.
They are
listening.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, and I'm you're doing them proud, man. I'm telling you.
Wow, thank you.
So some of your earlier writing, I ask this just as a dumb novice, but some of the songs that you wrote, let's say you were writing in high school you know, about a lost love or something. Mm-hmm. Do you keep some of that and then think, well, maybe I can use that now? And so does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense. Okay. It absolutely makes sense. And I actually have a computer, an old PC, like a 2008 or something, back home in Kansas, that is full of my songs that I wrote in high school.
Right.
And I keep them more just for sentimental reasons, because I don't know if there's anything there. I might revisit it. But I do remember I rhymed the words ice and dice. So I think that might be something to stay away from. I've grown since then.
I've matured a little bit.
Let's hope. Here's hoping. Yeah,
I was just curious because I'm sure that you always wrote. You always probably the diary, right, in your diary type of girl.
Yep.
So I'm sure that there's gold somewhere in there. You know, somewhere there's got to be gold.
If you dig deep, maybe. Maybe some deep digging.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you hear Jess's writing, you can tell she's been writing for a while, because her lyrical content is just amazing.
Right.
Thank you.
It's meaningful.
Yeah.
And that's what it's meaningful.
And that's like a muscle, you know, you have to train it, and you can tell you've been training it for a while.
Thank you. I appreciate that. There's always room for improvement, but I definitely receive and appreciate that. Thank you both.
Now, where can our listeners find you?
So I am on Spotify, but I'm also very active on Instagram. It's Jess Weimer Music.
And Weimer is Weimer.
Yes, Weimer. Yes, I know it sounds like Wiener. It did make for a fun childhood, as I mentioned to Ed earlier.
Eddie Spaghetti, your meatballs Eddie are ready.
Exactly. But you know what? I am owning it, and that is the name. So Jess Weimer Music on Instagram. Same Facebook. You can find me Twitter, but I'm really active on Instagram.
Okay.
On Spotify.
And check out some of her music videos. They're really great. The new one for Glass Tower is incredible.
Yes, we did just release a music video.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk real fast about that.
Yes,
now. We're not even talking about being real fast.
We're not talking about.
I'm here all day, man. So yeah, let's talk about
let's
it.
Talk.
So tell me about shooting a video. And does the video itself, does it lend itself to you being as involved as you are with the making of the record itself?
Yes, definitely. So I actually filmed Glass Tower in Chicago with my publishing company. I recently, I guess at the end of 2018, was signed to a publishing deal with another Victory.
Okay.
And they flew me out to Chicago, paid for the music video, put me up in a hotel, and I was just like, this is the artist's life. I'm living it.
More room service!
Yeah, here we go. Hair and makeup, please. No, I did my own hair and makeup. But yeah, it was amazing, and they have a great team there. So they filmed it. They had a producer and a cinematographer, and we kind of collectively directed it. My friend Megan Colosso did the choreography, but I had this vision that went along with Glass Tower.
Right.
Using light, playing with light. We had actual light orbs in it. And it's like in a black box with light orbs and the lights change. It's pretty cool. And there's some cool choreography thanks to Megan Colosso. And we had a lot of great dancers. So, yeah, that's on YouTube and Facebook. And it was fun to film.
Guess where I'm going the moment you guys walk out of the studio? I'm going to YouTube, man.
You.
I need to check that out.
No, it's a really great video. And what's great about Jess, that not a lot of artists do, but Jess is super involved with everything. Aspect of her music, like music video, she on this one in particular, you were like directing, producer, picking up props, doing this and that, organizing. Like it was
a little bit, yeah. I was fortunate to have they had a great team, so they like you know. But I definitely was much more involved in the directing than I had ever been before, which was cool. I kind of stepped into it and was happy and appreciating it.
I find my favorite music videos. The artists themselves are heavily involved in the making of the video because it's your vision from the song and to just turn it over to someone. Yeah, you can trust someone, but really I think that when the artist is involved in their own video, the video means something. It
it
carries that certain meaning.
And I was so fortunate because the video, the production team over there, Brian and Andrew, were really receptive to the vision and able to make it look amazing. So, and they just helped bring it to life, which was cool. So I'm fortunate and blessed to have great people in my life.
Right. We're fortunate to have you both here today. If you haven't caught this or you missed some portion of it, it's going to be on our website. It'll be podcast a little bit later on this afternoon. We've been speaking live and had her in studio, Jess Weimer and Beto Vargas. You like the way I say the
I? Love it. I noticed that right away. I was like, he can pronounce his name. Perfecto.
And somebody can in California.
The latest single is Glass Tower. Look for the video as well. And I'm about to play Telltale Signs as we walk out.
Oh, sure.
Tell me about Telltale Signs so that they know what they're listening to.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a different vibe, as you'll notice, part of the evolutionary process. It was the first single I ever put out. And it's about my boyfriend, Almog, and he's probably listening, so hello.
Hello!
But I just wrote about him. It's like finding it's about finding a love that accepts you as you are and appreciates that and celebrates that as opposed to expecting some other things from you that I did experience in the past.
Someone's trying to change you. Hey, I really like you. Let me change you.
Yeah,
you don't get that. All right.
Right.
Well, once again, Jess and Beto, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you guys were amazing. Anytime you want to come back, man, let's do this again.
Yes, KX93.5.
This is fun.
Yes.
All right. By the way, once again, if you missed any portion of it, we're going to have it up on podcast. Once again, let me give you a recorded song called Telltale Signs, Jess Weimer.
Dum dum dum. you tell me I'm perfect, you know I'm not.